Yes, Lord, we receive that this morning. We receive your blessing this morning. Lord, when we ask for your favor, Lord, you freely give us your favor. When we ask for your blessing, Lord, you freely give us your blessing. Lord, why? Because you love us. You love us so much that you gave your Son for us. That's why we can believe that your word is true. We stand on your word this morning. Amen. Hallelujah.
And Lord, as you speak to us this morning, speak to the depth of our soul, to the depth of our spirit, man, to the depth of our mind. Speak to the complete being of who we are. Father, challenge us. Give us the strength to make the changes that are necessary as we move into 2022 with you leading and guiding. Father, let our eyes and ears be open this morning to receive all that you have for us. Lord, let nothing fall to the wayside. God, you have plans and purposes for each and every one of us. And God, let today be the day where the birthing begins, where the vision is cast, where the vision is set, where the vision is revealed. And I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Why don't you give the Lord a round of applause this morning as you grab a seat. Well, good morning. Happy New Year. Happy 2022. We're glad that you're with us this morning through the snow. I heard it was getting slushier and icier out there, but thank you for being here and journeying to church this morning to worship, to be with other family and friends of the faith, and to hear what God would say to us this first Sunday of 2022. And I believe it's going to be a word that's in season, that's for you and for me, individually and corporately. I titled my message, "Hey God, I need a vision." Hey God, I need a vision. And the reason I did that is because a man without a vision is a man without a future. And a man without a future will always return to the past. Let me say that again. A man without a vision is a man without a future. If we don't see what's ahead of us, if we don't know what God's revealing to us moving forward, what happens is we'll always return to the past. And I want to break that cycle in 2022. I want God to reveal to us what he has for you individually, where he wants to take you into new levels, into new depths. Now, many of us over the weekend made resolutions. I'm going to ask you to not move out on those resolutions yet. I'm going to ask you wait till the end of the 30-day fast or 21-day fast is over. Because statistically speaking, more than I think 80% of the resolutions you made January 1st, you'll never fulfill. I'm an example. I got a lot of those that I'm like, Lord, I'm all in. And, you know, by the end of January, I forgot even what I said I was all in on. The reason was because I did it in my mind and in my own strength or wanting to do it my own, and there wasn't that connection of what the Father was asking or showing me that he has for me. And so I want you to take the days ahead, the fast that's coming, to ask God to show you and give you a vision. And so that's why we need today to say, hey, God, I need a vision. The Bible says in Proverbs 29:18, it says this. I got one verse I want to read to you. I'm going to read it from the Passion Translation first. The Bible says this. It says, where there is no clear prophetic vision, people quickly wander astray. It says, but when you follow the revelation of the word, God's voice, God speaking, heaven's bliss fills your soul. Let me read that one more time. You got to get this. Where there is no clear prophetic vision, people quickly wander astray. But when you follow the revelation of the word of God, I'm adding of God, the word, meaning the word, Jesus, the word of God. When you follow that revelation that you get from it, heaven's bliss fills your soul. The Bible also says that in the modern English version, it says, where there's no vision, people perish. The NIV says where there's no revelation, people cast off all restraint. So I want to talk to you today about vision. And not vision in the sense of what you can physically see. Not what our eyes are showing us. I want to talk to you about the vision of God that he has for you. About the divine communication that God will have with you. And when he has it with you, it can come in a form of a dream, of a revelation, of you reading the word, of you in worship, of you in prayer, or even a prophecy. And when God speaks to you about what he wants you to do, or who he wants you to be, or where he wants you to go, or all about the future, that's the vision I'm talking about. That's the vision I want to really grab a hold of in 2022 and go full steam ahead with. See, I'm believing in 2022 that it's really, I believe, a year because of everything that's been going on for the past 2-3 years. I believe God's calling his people to be committed to growing in him. That the body of believers stops being consumers of just showing up to Christian events or services and eating all that's being said and then just leaving full. Because that's not growth. He wants us to know the integral parts of who he is. He wants us to know every facet about him and the Holy Spirit, his son, his principles, his standards. He wants us to know his character. And so we're called, I believe, to a commitment of growth and transformation in 2022. New year, new you. New year, new you. I'm being committed, or I'm committing myself to what's needed and necessary. Now, understand, there will be a lot required. Nothing great comes without requirements. Nothing great. There will need to be some sacrifice made. There will need for some of us to have a whole new friend group. The old ones will have to disappear. There will have a need for us to sacrifice things that we've been holding on to that we've made idols in our lives. If we're going to grab a hold of the vision God has for us and move, there's going to be a cost to it. And this is where things don't continue to move forward because we're not willing to pay the cost of what's needed to obtain what God would be showing us. And so this vision, this revelation is a divine communication from God. And it would come through a dream. In other words, a series of thoughts or images, sensations that occur when you and I are sleeping. God would speak to us in a dream. God spoke to people throughout the word in a dream. God would speak to us through revelation. In other words, a divine supernatural disclosure given to us regarding our existence and those things around us. When I speak of revelation, it's making known something that previously was not known, that may have been a secret or unknown to us. And when I speak of prophecy, that it's the reception and the declaration of what God would say through a direct prompt moving of the Holy Spirit through a person to share that with a group of people or an individual. That God is going, I'm believing God's going to speak to us in these multiple forms. In this beginning of this new year for our lives individually, but also corporately. I was sharing about the commitment to growth. I know of 4 other pastors that are speaking the same language without us knowingly we're all speaking the same language. Until we started talking about, hey, what are you sensing God saying for the new year? And it was like, boom, boom. I was like, oh my gosh. Because that's how the God you and I serve works. And so, hey, God, I need a vision for my life, for where I'm at, where I'm going, what's ahead of me, what you need me to do, what you want me to do. See, it's looking at what's ahead of us and not behind us. Listen, let's leave 2021 in the past. There was good things and bad things, great things in the spirit. Salvation at the altars here, baby dedications, water baptisms, people committing to Jesus, people reading the Bible for the very first time, supernatural, people were healed and set free of things. God was moving in 2021, amen? But I'm believing for greater. I'm believing for bigger. I'm believing for more. It's because I believe he has a vision for each and every one of us. Each and every one of you are an integral part of the kingdom of God. And he has an individual path for you, an individual call for you. And so, hey, God, I need a vision. A God vision is foresight with divine insight. See, it's looking at what's ahead of us, new and fresh, and not behind us what we've always been used to doing. And it's a foresight of good things and where he wants to take us, but it's given because of this divine insight that God has deposited within us. But we can't navigate any longer. We can't navigate life any longer without a vision. The scripture says, without a vision, we perish. It says, we cast off all restraint. We loosen, we expose and uncover. In other words, what happens is we no longer are faithfully interpreting God's word, God's directives, God's instructions, and we've cast them all aside, and we've been functioning under our directives and our wantings and desires. And that's, in my life, that's where I always got sideways. Y'all been there before? Where we put aside God's leading and directions, we went on our own. For me, that's crash and burn every time. It's crash and burn. And so when we don't have the vision, or if we have the vision but we take our eyes off the vision, it says we can perish and we will end up most likely casting off all restraint. We begin to lose sight of things. Look at the golden calf incident in Exodus 32. God has led the people and is leading them to a promised land, to a freedom. And here Moses looks down and he sees these people, they're running wild. And Aaron had now let them get out of control and give them into what they wanted to do by building the calf. And the scripture says that they became an amusement for their enemies. Why? They lost the vision that God gave the leader, that he's been showing and walking and proving that God was real. They lost it. They lost hold of the truth of what was ahead of them. And they cast off all restraint. See, visionless living can be like living in a giant rut or ditch. We get sucked into it, and we can't see beyond what's around us, right there in front of us, on the sides of us. We can't see beyond the right now because we have no vision. All we see is what's around us, and it's consumed us. It's consumed our thoughts. It's consumed our attitudes. It's consumed our speech. It's consumed our actions, and we're stuck in this rut. And in this rut, what happens is all of a sudden we begin to lose purpose. We begin to lose purpose, and we begin to lose a sense of our destiny because we're stuck in a rut. And without that destiny, without that purpose, without seeing beyond, what happens is we then begin to try to navigate through life by taking any path of least resistance to get out of that rut, whether good, bad, or indifferent. Anything to get out of the rut. Anything to get this to stop. And if we don't have discernment, which I'll talk about in a few moments, it could be the enemy trying to pull us even further away. But if we don't have the spiritual discernment, say, that's not God's way, it's something different, we're going to end up even further in the rut. And so, what does vision do? Vision doesn't steal your purpose. It gives you purpose. Vision doesn't steal your destiny. It illuminates and gives you destiny. That's what vision does. That's what vision does. Vision tells you what God is saying. It releases a revelation, a knowledge, or a knowing of what the Father is saying about you for what's going, for where you're at now and what's ahead of you, not your past. God's not giving me a vision for my past. I'm not going back there. I'm full steam ahead. I learn from the past. I celebrate the victories of the past. I learn from the defeats of the past. But I'm I'm forward thinking. I'm moving forward with the vision that God has. So what does vision do? If we understand and we begin to work towards what God is revealing to us, vision will give us direct. Write this down. What does vision do? Vision gives us direction. It points you in an area or a direction of which God wants you to go. I changed my college major 3 times. Three universities, 3 majors. I was on a roll. I was on a roll. Until I got vision. Then everything changed. Because I was aimlessly, I think I want to do this. I think I want to do that. That sounds good. Let me try that. And the reality was God had a plan and purpose. And then he revealed it to me. And then everything changed. Then all of a sudden, it gave me direction in life. And then when I got the direction, because the vision was downloaded, I became passionate of what God was showing me. I began to tell people. I began to tell my ungodly friends, those who didn't know Jesus yet, and those who still don't know Jesus yet. I began to tell them, hey, you won't believe what happened. God, I'm sensing God's calling me to be a preacher. What? Yeah. I was passionate about it. I was unashamed to tell people what God was calling me to do because I had this strong emotion. I had this clear vision of where God wanted me to go. And when God gives us vision, he gives us not only direction, but he gives us passion. And then that passion brings motivation because it motivates us to get up and get going someplace. Vision not only gives us motivation, but it also helps us prioritize things in our lives. Prioritize. Priorities. Here's my priority list. Never changes. My relationship with God, number one. My relationship with my wife and my kids, number two. My job as a pastor, number three. That's it. Everything else can filter in any way it wants to. Priorities. God comes first. Family second. God's ministry third. And if it's any other way, if I'm sacrificing my family for the ministry, that's not God's will. I've seen too many pastors sacrifice their family for what they thought God was asking them to do. God doesn't ask someone in ministry to work 90 hours a week in ministry and spend 10 minutes with their kids. That's out of order. That does not, it's not, no. I'm sorry. But in order to be a great husband and father and a great, great leader and pastor and man of God, God has to come first. Because that's where I'm getting vision. That's where I'm getting direction. That's where I'm getting passion. That's where I'm getting all the stuff I need downloaded into my life that I could be the best husband and the best father and then be the best minister that God has called me to be. It's priority. And when they're out of order, there's an issue. But vision helps prioritize the areas of my life. Vision brings discipline. Brings discipline. It all of a sudden has me behaving different, has me performing actions that are needed and necessary to grow and to keep moving forward. So vision gives direction. It begins to ignite passion. It motivates us. It prioritizes things in our lives. It begins to discipline us in our actions and our behaviors. And then because we're moving forward, the vision helps protect as we go and we begin to push towards where God's called us to go and do what God's called us to do. It protects us. That's what vision does. Sometimes as believers, we walk around and we don't feel like there's anything to live for. We feel like we're worth nothing. No, there's a lot to live for, and you are worth so much that God's son died for you. But you got to know that God has a plan for you. God has a vision. God has something special for you in your life. It's just a matter of finding out what it is. We got to get in the birthing room where God can birth the vision into us. We got to get in the birthing room with God. You will not be impregnated with a baby. You will not carry the next Savior. There was only one. In the birthing room, you will be impregnated with the vision that God has for your life. And when that vision comes and you grasp hold of it and you understand that that's God's vision, all of a sudden you get direction, you get passion, you get motivation, you get prioritizing things in your life. You become more disciplined. That's what vision does. 2022 is going to be a great year. I believe it. I really do. There will be great things that happen in 2022. And you know what? There might not be some things that aren't that great either. But here's what I want to do as the body. In 2022, can we emphasize and focus in on the good things that are happening? And can we talk about the good things that are happening? And can we speak life and not death? Can we do that? You know, let's go that route this year instead of focusing in all the negativity and all the meanness out there right now. Let's focus in on the good things. Let's celebrate the victories. Amen? And so John Maxwell, who's a man of God, some would say a motivational speaker. I don't know how you want to declare it. Many of you have heard of John Maxwell, a believer. He says this about vision, which I think is so true, that vision is the ability to see. So there's an awareness. So when God gives us what's happening for us, we become aware of it. There's the ability to see what he's calling us to do, and it becomes clearer. But not only that, but vision also then is the faith to believe of what God is saying and showing. And it's an attitude that we take on. And then it's the courage to do it, to see it come to pass, to see it through. It's action. Now, God can give me a dream or a vision or speak revelation to me, and I could just continue to sit there and look at it and not act on it or respond on it and say, well, thank you, Lord, for that. And he's going to be like, yeah, why don't you get yourself off the couch, put the clicker down. We got to do some work here, son. There's people going to hell, and if you keep sitting on this couch watching ESPN, it's going to keep getting bigger and bigger, so why don't you get up? Why don't you, all of a sudden, now that you have the awareness, have the faith to believe what I showed you is going to come to pass, and then have the courage to step out and put some action to that thing I just showed you needs to be done? See, but it starts with vision. It starts with vision. Vision sets us free from all the limitations that we see in our natural eyes. When we have a God-given revelation, what we see in the natural will not hold us captive. I always use this building as an example, this sanctuary, the whole campus, because it was nothing more than a dump when they were redoing Route 20. And Bishop Tom rolled up in his tricked-out Chevy Blazer back in the day. It was in the 70s. Red and white, big tires, rims, the whole deal, you know, bucket seats. He thought he had the coolest thing, I bet you. And he was going off to the city to work. And he pulled up to the red light, and he looked at this empty field full of garbage. And God showed him, gave him revelation of this ministry being here. In his eyes, he saw an empty field that was for sale. Didn't have a dime in his pocket. But he had a vision. He saw naturally what was here, but in the supernatural, he saw what God was calling. And then when he saw what God was calling in the supernatural, it motivated him. He became passionate. He became disciplined. He found other like-minded people to stand up next to him. And they came on a dirt pile one night, him and Pastor Shirley and Pastor Brent and Alice, and with four pennies, they prayed. They prayed. He's got the four pennies on his wall. And they prayed. And God supernaturally, through the years, got us here. Never lost sight of the vision. Never lost sight of the plan, of the purpose. But what we can't do is, because it's now built, just now come and worship and say, we're here. No, there's still more to do in the kingdom. There's still a lot more. The vision didn't stop at the building being built. Because a vision is for the building to be built, but what comes out of the building into our communities is the vision that continues to go on. And over the airways, those watching online and listening by podcast, it's part of the vision. It doesn't stop. It continues to go. And so understand that God will reveal his plan to us. God will open our eyes and our hearts and our minds to his vision. We just need to receive it and then get moving on with it. So we need to understand that God, when he gives us the vision that we have the potential within us to see it come to pass. See, because vision will bring the best out of us. When you know that you know, it the majority of time drives you to be the best at it. To be the best at it. Or it should drive you to be the best at it. See, when you have that vision, it becomes a priority. It begins to take new levels on in our lives. See, when we have the vision of God that he has for our lives, we need to understand that all things are possible because of him. See, we need to understand that because God does not guide us where he's not going to provide for us. You need to understand that. God's not going to guide us into areas and then leave us out there hanging out to dry. That's not the God that you and I serve. God will provide for us. Manna was provision, right? God provided manna when needed. God always will provide when needed. Now, but understand this. God may give us manna, but we may be desiring filet mignon. Manna is like that little, you know, wafer we took this morning. That's what was on the ground, and that's what they ate, and God provided food for them every day. And I bet you some of them were thinking, I wanted like steak, and you know, I wanted some substance. And God's like, I'm providing what you need. And so in the vision of what God has for you, understand, God will provide what you need, but it may not be what you want, but it will be what you need. Amen? It will be what you need and what I need. And I'm excited about that because God does not have the word impossible in his vocabulary or in his dictionary. We do not serve a God that is impossible. We don't. It's not an option in God's eyes. So we need to understand that. God's power has no limit. God's power, that's why when he gives us a vision for our life, he gives us a plan, or he lays something out before us, and we begin to walk in it according to his ways, it will come to pass. It shall come to pass. And sometimes the vision is so big that you might be the forerunner, the starter of it, and then it passes on to a next generation. Understand that. Think of the ministry. Think of this church. I'm the second pastor and will not be the last pastor of this ministry. I'm not retiring anytime soon. I'm way too young for that, okay? Just so you know. But I'm just saying that I won't be the last pastor in this pulpit. Because the call in the vision for South Towns was to be a ministry in the town of Hamburg and the hamlet of Lakeview, ministering the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ that will go on for generation after generation after generation after generation. The vision isn't changing. How to fulfill and continue the vision on may change and tweak in the ways that things are done in the sense of worship and what, you know, Sunday, but it doesn't change. And so it goes on and on and on. God has no limits in any way, shape, or form. And so I think of Old Testament people. I think of like Abraham. God said, I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you, Abraham. He gave him an outlook of what he was going to do with him. He told Moses that you're going to be the deliverer. You're going to be the one that I use to bring my people out of bondage. He said to Joshua, Joshua, listen, man, Moses is done. Next guy up. You're the next generation of leaders. You're the next one to carry on the vision of freedom for my people. And you're going to take my people across the Jordan. He sent Jesus. And he sent Jesus to the earth to die for us. But while on earth, Jesus had a vision from God of what he was supposed to do. And he was supposed to do this. He was supposed to preach the good news to the poor. He was to proclaim freedom to those who are prisoners. He was to bring recovery to the sight of the blind. He was to release those who were oppressed. And he was to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. That's our founding scripture. That was his vision. That was his purpose. What was Paul's purpose? Paul's purpose was to go from who he used to be into one of the greatest people to lead people to Christ and shine the light of Jesus in the New Testament church. He had purpose. He had a vision that God gave him. And so we all have that. We may not have it yet, but we're going to ask for it today. We're going to ask for it today. But I want to encourage you, when you begin to walk it out, you begin to step into it. I want to encourage you to be led and function with spiritual discernment. Because as you step out into the plans that God has for you, what happens is the enemy wants to pull you off that track. He wants to stop you. He wants to frustrate you. He wants to make you feel like you're not moving ahead. He'll play the self-worthless. You're worthless. He'll play the you're not educated enough. You don't have enough money. You're not this. You're not that. You can't. He'll play all those things, and that's why we need spiritual discernment to know what the voices are, or even the leading of who's trying to lead us to get to fulfill this vision that God had given us. And discernment is the ability to grasp and comprehend what is obscure, or having the ability to perceive whether something is true or false. Perception is to see, the power to see what is not evident to the average mind. Discernment is the ability to see truth, and the ability to see truth from error. And so we have to ask God, I know that I'm filled with the Holy Spirit. I know that your Spirit resides. Lord, as your Spirit's moving, as I'm fulfilling this call, this plan, this purpose that you have, let your Holy Spirit give me the discernment to make right choices, to say the right things, to go in the right direction, to invite other people to be a part, the right people to be a part of what we're trying to do here, God. Give me that discernment. Because when we need to understand that greater is God that's in us than that would come at us and in the world. We just got to tap into that is what's in us. And so when we're living and functioning with discernment, what happens is that discernment then will teach us and show us the truth, and it will expose the counterfeit. Do you know how you pick a counterfeit out? Do you know how you pick out if something's counterfeit or not? Know what the truth is. And know the truth better than the counterfeit. Right? Know what the real thing is. Remember back in, let me date myself. Remember back in the 80s when arcades got real popular? Remember that? Everyone went to the arcade. They had one in Derby. It was one right here in Derby. It was an arcade, and they had all these video games. But I remember, all of a sudden, not me, because I would never do this, never did this, that they took different types of coins, and they were called slugs. And it was the size of a quarter and the weight of a quarter, but it wasn't a quarter. And you would drop it in, and because the mechanism in the 80 didn't have the ability and the technology that we have now in 2022, it went by that weight and the proper size, and it would click as a credit. The machine couldn't read the counterfeit that was being put into it. See, but when you and I have discernment, when something that is false, like that slug trying to be deposited within us, we're like, whoa, we'll get that feeling that something's not right there. Something's off kilter. It's not the real thing. Because we know the truth. And discernment teaches us how to respond and then act and behave in godly manner, in a godly manner, in all situations, in situations that are good, in situations that are not so good, and in situations that can be indifferent or we're not sure about yet. But discernment teaches us how to respond and how to maneuver through that time. Discernment will teach us how and when to hold our tongue or when to speak. Discernment will give us the ability to remain humble and have a humble attitude, even though we feel there may be an attack against us. Spiritual discernment will teach and reveal to us the hidden motivation of others. The hidden motivation of others. See, we need spiritual discernment, not only for what's ahead of us, but for everyday living, everyday life. I don't know if you ever got one of these emails. If you invest $5, we will, within 7 days, put $1,500 into your bank account. You see those, right? Or this. We can't ship the things that you have ordered because you left out some information that is so needed to ship what we have that you ordered and bought to your house. Did you ever get those? Right? Or you won a all-paid vacation for 4 people to the beautiful island of Maui, where you will spend 10 days and have a rental car that's a convertible, unlimited amounts of money in your hotel. All you need to do is give us this piece of information and send a check for $19.95 to this address. You have to have discernment, because the reality is some people filled it out. But spiritual discernment? Hey, Pastor, I got this thing I want you to be a part of in the ministry. I want you to grab a hold of it, because there's great blessing in it. There's great blessing. Your church pews will be full. Your church pews will be full. Your offering bowls will be overflowing. You won't have need of one drummer. You'll have 5 drummers. But I need you to do this first, Pastor. That's a red flag. I've had stuff like that, and my spirit man cringes on the inside. And I'm just thank you. Thank you very much. But we have a vision, we have a plan, a purpose that God has given us, and we're staying the course. If something changes, we'll talk later on. But no, thank you. Spiritual discernment, because God gave us a vision. He's going to give you one if you don't have it. And if you have it, it's a matter of now making the adjustments to see it come to pass. Christian, you can come up. And so let's get to the birthing room, though. Let's get to the birthing room so God can birth this vision within us. And so, like vision, even spiritual discernment is birthed in that same room. And it can be found through a committed relationship with God. It could be found in a committed relationship with God. Vision and spiritual discernment can be found by being filled and imparted with godly wisdom and knowledge that we obtain through the study of the Scripture. Godly wisdom and spiritual discernment can be obtained as the Holy Spirit is actively moving within us, that we open up the box that we may or may not have put him in for a little bit, but we say, Holy Spirit, do all that the Father wants you to do in me. Because I'm believing that 2022 is going to be an amazing year for myself, for my family, for my friends, for my church, for my community, for my country. I'm believing that. So Holy Spirit, activate in me. Don't be dormant in any way, shape, or form. Vision and spiritual discernment come by the studying. Notice I said studying and not just reading. Studying the Word of God. Studying the Word of God and then applying what we've learned in the study of the Word of God. In the applying and in the studying of it, that's where vision and that's where spiritual discernment can be found for you and I. And it can be found by living faith out loud as an obedient son or daughter to Jesus himself, to the Father. So 2022 is here. And in Buffalo, it rang in perfect with snow. Always on a Sunday morning. We're going to pray against that. I was saying that earlier. Why does it always snow Saturday night after 2 a.m.? Just enough to look outside and say, oh, I'm not too sure. And I get that. I understand that. I understand that some people have it, they don't drive well. I know that may sound weird. I'm not naming and claiming, but I'm just telling you, we need to take hold over that and begin to pray that on Saturdays it gets sunny and warm. And that Sunday mornings when we wake up, the sun is shining over all of Western New York, that people have the ability to get out of their homes and come to church. Again, committed to growth and committed to, and I get it if you don't drive in the snow. I understand that. I'm not saying that. If you're not comfortable, then that's why we have live stream. I have no problem with that. But we're going to start taking into control some things in and through prayer. 2022 is going to be a great year. I celebrate all the good things that we had last year. We let all the bad things burn the dumpster. 2022, the year of committed growth and transformation. The year of committed growth and transformation. And it starts with us asking God to show us what he has for us for this year. What do you have for my life? What do you have for me? What do you want from me? How can I serve you, Father? How can I serve you? That's a great prayer. How can I serve you, Daddy, Abba Daddy, and you not serve me? How can I serve you in 2022? Let's stand to our feet because I want to pray for you regarding vision this morning. Did you get something? Were you challenged a little bit? You're going to hear it every week for a minimum of 4 months. On Sundays, I encourage you to bring your Bibles and a journal. Bring your Bibles and a journal. Because as God begins to speak things to you, we need to write them down. Our minds will not remember everything that has been spoken this morning. But the high points of what God speaks to you and shares with you, you will have on pen and paper and a journal. And you can go back to any time of the day, any day of the week. Any day of the week. Get a journal. Bring your Bibles. It's the year of committed growth and transformation. New year, new you, and it starts with God giving you and myself a vision for 2022, individually and corporately. Before I pray, let me read it one more time. Where there is no clear prophetic vision, people quickly wander astray. But when you follow the revelation of the word, heaven's bliss fills your soul. Father, in Jesus' name, I ask that right now, Father, you begin to bring a clear prophetic revelation vision regarding our lives. Individually, what you have in store for us for 2021. Lord, some of us you may have already shown. Lord, I pray that you show it with a little more detail, a little more understanding. For those who do not have a vision or outlook for 2022, that today, the first Sunday of January, as we stand here in your presence, we ask God, hey God, I need a vision. Show me, Lord, what you have for me. What's in store for me, where you're calling me, your plan, your purpose. Lord, give me the direction. Lord, give me the knowledge and the understanding of how to see it to be fulfilled. Lord, thank you. Thank you that you're a part of my everyday life. So God, we ask for this clear, prophetic vision that we would not wander. We would begin to do things on our own ways and our own agendas. But God, we would do it under the leading and the guidance of your Holy Spirit. Father, give us the revelation from the word that we would follow each and every day. Lord, great things are in front of us. Show us, reveal it to us, and help us in the journey of seeing it come to pass. Lord, I pray for strength. I pray for discernment. I pray that the Holy Spirit would be actively moving in us and through us. Lord, I pray that, Lord, as we read our Bible and as we study our Bible, God, that you teach and show us. Lord, I pray that as we're open in worship and open to what the Spirit is doing, God, you would move great and mightily. Father, I declare that 2022 would have signs, wonders, and miracles. Father, we pray and declare that in 2022 there will be salvation to those who have not known you, salvation to those in our family that have not declared you as Lord and Savior. Father, I declare that in 2022, that God, it would be a breakthrough year, and there would be freedom and liberties, transformation in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And so as we depart from this place, God, I pray that every word that has been spoken and received, that your Holy Spirit, Father, would continue to water that seed that was planted, that we would continue to grow in the direction that you're calling us. In your precious name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap this morning. Amen. All right, just two quick announcements. Next week, we start our 21 days of prayer and fasting. 21 days of prayer and fasting. That's exciting, right? We're gonna fast. We're going to give things up. It's real exciting. Real exciting. I'm so excited about that, God. Thank you. Thank you for asking me to put myself through that. Thank you, Lord. See, because in my house, it's been the past 2 months, it's been, I'll start on Monday. No, I'm going to start on Sunday. Well, I've already started, but I'm going to start the prayer and fasting on Sunday. There's great power in prayer and fasting. The Lord's been giving me a few one-word titles for the next coming weeks. Next week is, I'm titling next week's message, The Cleanse. Anyone ever do a cleanse before? Yeah, they're... Lord have mercy. You drink stuff you probably shouldn't be drinking. It does not look like you should be drinking it. And then it takes all the toxins and all the bad stuff and it pulls it out of your body. It's not good. But it removes all the bad. All the bile. And see, prayer and fasting is like a cleanse. Because we lay ourselves open before God. And His Holy Spirit begins to purge and reveal to us and remove those things that need to be removed, that we would have greater clarity to hear and see what God's saying and doing. So next week we'll be starting the fast. And so we'll be talking about that and how it's going to help us grow. And so next week we start that. And then our small groups start between the second and third week of January. We have the chronological reading of the Bible right now going on. You can pull that up and text or call that number. There was also a text challenge to that number. Get on that. It's reading the Bible chronologically, not the way we see it in our Bible, but chronologically the way it was laid out and written. And so you can be a part of that. We have the book of Hebrews. Pastor Dan will be doing the book of Hebrews. We have a foundations class on faith and worship and prayer and the Bible, things like that, that we need to really be grounded in. And we have another video one that I forgot the name of it. What was the name of that one happening in February? It's a video one with Chip Ingram information. So you'll see that's still a little bit away. So we got great small groups. This is where iron sharpens iron. So I encourage you to be a part of that. Your tithe envelopes are here if you didn't grab them yet. Lisa will be in the back in the atrium. So let's close out so I can get you guys dismissed today. I pray that God blessed you this morning, challenged you this morning, and gave you a word for the new year. Do not lose hope, if it didn't happen yet, continue to ask throughout the day, the next couple days, that God, show me, what is it for 2022 for me? So let's pray. Let's acknowledge the provider. Father, thank you. Thank you for all that you have done in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for all that you will do. And Lord, we come now and we say thanks. And we bring before you our tithes and offerings, the first fruit of your blessing upon our lives. Lord, you've blessed us so many various ways. But God, we come now as the word asks us to, and we bring it back into the storehouse, and we ask a blessing on it, that there would be a multiplication, that God, through it, Jesus would be proclaimed throughout the world. The kingdom of God would be built. Lord, people would know you personally as Lord and Savior. They would be filled with your Holy Spirit. Their lives would never be the same. So God, thank you for this opportunity of giving this day. Bless it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. If you need prayer, myself, Pastor Rob, will be here to pray with you if you need any prayer regarding anything. But Happy New Year. Have a safe day today. Be careful out there with the snow, and we'll see you during the week or next Sunday.